It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the new Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's morning. Liz Cooper has just entered the kitchen.
Oh, Katie, the most awful thing came in the mail this morning, and I don't want George to see it.
But couldn't you resist buying this time, Mrs. Cooper?
Oh, it's nothing about me. It's a letter from his old college, State U, asking him to come back to the campus for the homecoming weekend.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Katie, do you know what happens when a man past 30 gets a case of collegiatitis?
Collegiatitis?
Yes, it's a dread malady that can change a dignified banker named George Cooper into a rah-rah boy in a Reuters cap, pennant, and raccoon coat.
No. What are you going to do about the letter, Mrs. Cooper?
I'm going to hide it.
Where?
In the incinerator. And now it's up to Iris.
Mrs. Atterbury?
Yes, we're going there for dinner, and if Iris hasn't intercepted Mr. Atterbury's invitation, we're dead. Oh, Iris, that was a wonderful dinner.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz, what? Did you get George's homecoming invitation?
Yeah, I got it. Did you get Mr. Atterbury's?
Uh-huh. I sent it back and told them not to send any more.
Oh, well, that won't stop them.
Yes, it will. I worded it very cleverly.
What did you write?
Deceased.
Oh, Iris, you didn't.
Yeah, I may have only gone through high school, but I have some pretty good ideas.
Hey, what are you two girls whispering about?
Oh, nothing. What do you say we play bridge?
All right. Oh, say, the strangest thing happened today. The postmaster came in to see how my health was.
Uh-oh.
Seems he couldn't understand a letter addressed to me, which was returned, saying I was sick.
Sick?
Yes. As it said, diseased on it. And what do you think the letter was, George?
Well, let's play bridge.
It was State U's homecoming invitation.
Oh, nuts.
This is the big game weekend.
You know what you and I ought to do, George? We ought to go back for homecoming.
Good idea. It'll be great to see the old team again, the Fighting Devils.
Gad, what a lot of spirit.
Rudolph, how many games have the Devils won this year?
None.
But, gad, what a lot of spirit.
Now, look, fellas, what do you say we play bridge, huh?
All right. Yes, yes, that'll be fine. Sit down. High card deals.
Well, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, Iris.
I have a deuce.
Queen. I hear the coach is bringing back the old Statue of Liberty play.
I have an eight. How did that play go again?
I have a king ideal.
You don't remember? Well, here, I'll show you. Now, this chair will be the 50-yard line.
Oh, come on now. We're playing bridge.
I'll be the halfback. Oh. You be the quarter.
George!
Rudolph!
Say, what's that card table doing on the field? Get it off. Now, I take the ball from center and I fake a pass.
Flash!
Naked.
You come down and back of me and take it from my hand. That's the way, George. That's the boy. Here we go! Down the field!
Oh.
Another touchdown! Hooray!
What's the score in the living room now, Liz?
The Devils are leading 236 to nothing.
This is the first time they've won in 3 years. Oh, can't we do something to stop them from going to the homecoming? You know how they come back.
Do I? George always appoints himself cheerleader and can't talk for a week.
Yes, and Rudolph brings home souvenirs of the game. Our attic looks like the place old goalposts go to die.
Rah, 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 rah! Go, Devils!
Oh. We can only make them see how ridiculous they act.
Hey, Iris, maybe we can.
How?
Well, let's go in and act like a couple of campus cuties. Maybe we can make them see how silly they look.
Say, it's worth a try.
Yeah, and if we can keep them home, we'll get a vote of thanks from the coach, the student body, the cheerleaders, and the people who make goalposts.
No, that's not right, boy. You've got to let your knees sag more and cross your hands as they meet.
Oh, now, don't tell me how to do the black bottom. I won the Arthur Murray Cup for our part of the state.
I don't care if
this
you won a cup.
Of... This boomba! State! State! Rah, rah, rah! Yay! Team play!
Liz? Iris? What's this?
What's it look like, Snaky boy? Hit him on the shin bone. Crack him on the knee. Devils, devils. Yes, sirree. How am I doing, George?
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Iris, you're going to the big homecoming, aren't you, flapper girl?
You bet your sweet pom-pom I am.
Oh, boy, it'll be good to see the old volleyball team again. They haven't won a game this year, but, Dad, what a lot of spirit.
Well, I don't like to brag, but after I left school, no one ever wore number 12 bloomers again.
Did they hang them on the wall?
No, they're using them as curtains in the auditorium.
Would you mind telling me what in heck is going on here?
Why, George, don't you get it? The college spirit, the cheering? They want to go to the homecoming with us.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
That's a wonderful idea.
We'll make a party for the weekend. Don't worry, girls. You're in.
Oh, great.
And now, back to the Coopers. It's time to leave for the homecoming weekend at Old State U. Liz and George are waiting at the curb for the Atterberries to pick them up.
Now let's check everything again. Raccoon coat, blazer, ukulele, megaphone, blanket, thermos of hot coffee, rooter's cap, pom-pom pennant, and an axe.
Now what's the axe for?
Oh, those goalposts get tougher every year.
Well, this sounds like a charming excursion. George, where are we staying, the Biltmore or the Carlton?
Well, we couldn't get into a hotel. Mr. Atterbury and I are staying at the fraternity.
Well, what are Iris and I supposed to do, curl up in the car?
No, we fixed you up to stay in one of the girls' dormitories.
Oh, George, I've been out of school for 10 years. When I walk in, they'll think I'm Grandma Moses.
Nonsense, you still look like a co-ed.
Well, thank you, boy. Oh, here come the Atterbury. Look at that car! Hi, everybody.
Hi, folks.
George boy, Liz girl.
Liz girl, George boy.
Say, the car looks great.
It should. Rudolph's been up since 6 this morning decorating it.
Well, get in. Come along. Did you bring your megaphone, George boy?
We want a touchdown. We want a touchdown.
Yeah. I'm with you, boy. I brought my cowbell.
Oh, no.
Girls, what's the matter? Let's have a little spirit in the back seat.
Yippee.
Likewise.
Come on, folks. This is the gate we go through.
Have we got good seats, Mr. Atterbury?
Got them from Bill Long, the president of the alumni.
Oh, gee, it's great to be back on the old campus. There's the old ivy-covered library, the ivy-covered chemistry building.
And the ivy-covered Quonset huts.
That's for veterans' housing.
Oh. Your team isn't very confident, Rudolph. They've already got white flags flying.
Oh, those aren't flags, Iris. They belong to the babies in the Quonset huts.
Say, have you noticed something?
What?
All the students look so young. I don't remember them that young when I was in school.
I've noticed that, too. They get younger every year.
Oh, sure. Couldn't be that you get older every year.
Well, now, look at that usher. How can he be old enough to go to college?
I'll ask him.
Tickets, please.
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Pardon me, Sonny.
Yeah? What is it, Dad?
Nothing.
You look tired. Would you like to take my arm, Dad?
Never mind.
Follow me, please. Up the stairs.
Higher than this?
Well, it's good to be high up. You can see the field better. Don't worry. Bill Long took good care of me.
Hey,
We're almost there. They're not much higher.
Well, they can't be.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My ears just popped.
All right.
Rudolph, wouldn't it be safer if we all linked ourselves together with a rope?
That will do, Iris.
Oh, my goodness, we're going through a cloud.
That was someone's cigar smoke.
Ooh.
Here you are, sir. Four seats on the aisle.
Now, where are the oxygen masks?
Quiet now, quiet. The game's about to start.
How can you tell?
The team is on the field.
Where's the field?
Iris, see that little green handkerchief down there? That's the field.
Oh, the one with the white stripe.
Yes, and see the little ants running around on it? That's the team.
Now that you've got that settled, don't bother me for the rest of the game. There's the kickoff. Come on, ants! I mean, devil! Well, another big game under our belts, eh, George boy? That was a real good one.
What I liked about it was that State didn't spoil their record. This makes 32 games without a victory.
George, did you yell too much?
No, I'm fine.
Oh. How are your hands, Rudolph? Have they stopped hurting?
Yes, they just tingle a little now. I'll get you a new axe, George.
Oh, that's all right.
You'd think they'd warn the alumni before they put in steel goalposts.
Well, here's the dormitory. We'll pick up you co-eds at 8:30.
Yes, and be ready. And girls, practice up on the Charleston. We're going to shine tonight.
Bo-do-de-o-do.
So long, cake eaters.
So long.
Iris, button me up the back, will you?
Turn around. Oh, my, you look lovely, Liz.
Oh, thanks, so do you. I'll have to admit I'm getting a kick out of going to a college dance again. Hey, do you think we'll get corsages?
What do you think?
You're probably right. If I ever looked down and saw flowers on my shoulder, I'd think I was dead.
Well, it's almost 8:30. They ought to be here pretty soon.
Piper Cooper, take it to home!
Well, that must be for me. Hello?
Hello, Liz. We're going to be a little late.
Oh, anything wrong, dear?
No, it's just that McQuillan's here at the fraternity house and we're discussing today's game.
Who's McQuillan?
Who's McQuillan? You might as well ask who's Red Grange.
Who's Red Grange?
For heaven's sakes, Liz. McQuillan is the star halfback on State's team. Atterbury and I are pointing out the mistakes he made today.
But we're all ready, George.
Well, we'll be there in just a few minutes, baby. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the matter, Liz?
Oh, they'll be late. They're playing today's game over again with McQuillan.
Who's McQuillan?
Who's McQuillan? You might as well ask, who's Red Grange?
Who's Red Grange?
I don't know. I guess he came in with McQuillan.
What time is it, Liz?
11 o'clock.
When was the last time the boys called and said they were just leaving?
An hour ago. Gee, I feel like a wallflower. You know, we're the only ones left in this whole dormitory.
I ought to be glad I'm not at the dance with Rudolph stepping on all my corns at once. But I'm not. I'll take it this time. Hello?
Hello, Lotus Bud.
Don't Lotus Bud me. You get over here.
We'll be right there, dear. On our way.
Why do you sound so funny?
Well, I don't know, unless it's because I'm standing on my hands.
Rudolph, let me hear your breath.
I'm all right, dear.
Then why are you standing on your hands?
Well, I was showing the cheerleader how to do a cartwheel, and I got stuck in the middle.
Well, get someone to turn you over.
and come and pick us up.
Yes, baby doll. Goodbye.
5 more minutes, Liz. They have to untangle Rudolph.
Oh, not another excuse. I'll handle this. Don't bother coming over at all. You can forget the dance because we're going to bed.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were George.
No, I'm Bill. Is Agnes there?
No, she isn't.
But what about Ruth?
No.
Estelle? Mary Jane? Susan? Madeline? Peggy?
No, there's no one here. Everyone's gone to the dance.
Oh. Well, who's this?
What? Oh, I don't belong here. I'm just visiting for the weekend.
Say, you sound pretty cute. How about a date tonight?
Oh, no. I already have a date.
Yeah? Well, if you have a date, how come you're still at the dorm at 11 o'clock?
You know, that's a good question.
Come on, baby. Go to the dance with me.
Well, wait a minute. Iris, here's my chance to get even with George. Some kid's on the phone and wants me to go to the dance with him.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to leave me here all alone.
Ask him if he's got a friend. Okay. Hello, Bill.
Huh?
I'll go if you can get a date for my roommate.
Oh, you got one of those. Well, don't be so loyal. Let her get her own man.
She's very attractive.
Yeah? Well, I'll get her a date with Charlie Shoemaker. He's very attractive, too. He never has a date either. Say, what are your names?
Well, I'm Liz, and she's Iris.
Well, we'll be right over, Liz. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Come on, Charlie. They're waiting for us inside.
Well, I don't know.
Well, now, what's the matter?
Well, the last time you got me a date, she turned out to be an old hag. She was 21 if she was a day.
Well, don't worry. You know, Liz told me this Iris is a real doll. Yeah, that must be them in the lounge. Hey, the red-haired one looks pretty good. But who's that with her?
That's probably your mother.
I'll find out. Good evening.
Oh, hello.
I'm Bill.
I'm Liz.
I'm Iris.
I'm leaving.
Oh, wait a minute. This is Charlie.
I'm leaving.
Come here.
Well, let's go. Gee, Liz, you don't know how lucky I feel getting a blind date like you. Wow.
Well, thanks, Bill.
Come on, Iris.
Coming, Charlie.
Iris!
Liz!
We finally got here.
Better late than never.
Hey, what is this? Who are these fogies?
Oh, let's go, Bill.
Hey, where are you going?
Let's go, Charlie, dear.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do after we rush over here to take you to the dance?
Hey, look, Grandpa, get your own date.
What?
You heard him, Grandpa.
How about letting us in on this?
Who is this guy, Liz?
I never saw him before in my life.
Me either.
Well, come on now, let's go. The car's right here at the curb.
Well, I've never heard of anything like this.
Oh, they're out of their heads.
Now, Charlie, you and Iris ride in the rumble seat.
We can't.
Why not?
We won't fit. I don't even think she'll fit by herself.
Never mind the cracks, Mickey Rooney.
Well, I'll tell you what. You two get in front, and we'll sit in the back.
Oh, no. Why take the car at all? The dance is only 2 blocks away.
Oh, gorgeous. It's so late, and it's such a beautiful night. It's a shame to waste it in a stuffy dance hall.
What do you mean?
Well, we sort of thought we'd go up to Inspiration Point.
Inspiration Point? Now, you wait a minute.
Get in the car, Iris.
Wait a second, Charlie. You don't like me.
It's dark at Inspiration Point. I won't know the difference.
Come on, Liz. Let's not waste any time. We got to start pitching. Woo!
George, get us out of this.
Rudolph, help!
Your
you know who they are?
I never saw them before in my life.
Oh, kiss me again.
Kiss me again.
I'm glad we came up the inspiration point. How do you boys feel about it?
I love it.
Me too, boy.